It's the Mornings with Ed show. 808 the time. Welcome to the program, KXFM. And a special treat this morning. The Bluebell Foundation for Cats does amazing work in our community. And I could not be more honored to have Pamela Knutson back in studio today. How are you, Pamela?
Good morning, Ed. I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Good. Thank you for coming in so early.
Thank
I appreciate
you for having
that.
Me.
Now, we have an event coming up.
We do.
Tell me about the event first.
It's called The Cat's Meow. It's our 7th annual Cat's Meow. Mm-hmm. It's a champagne brunch at 777. And the purpose of the event is to raise some funds for our community cat fund.
Okay.
And that particular fund provides financial support for cats that we place in our home,
right,
in the forever home that Bluebell is, from pretty much our local shelter, Laguna Beach Animal Shelter. We've also received kitties from other shelters,
right,
and or a particular, maybe a hardship case. Somebody right. really wants to place their cat, but they don't have the sponsorship that comes with it.
Right.
So
now let me explain to our listeners what these cats have been through. These cats have lived entire lives with some adults, and perhaps that adult has passed on, and these cats are left without anyone in their lives. They're stranded in a shelter. You take them in. The Bluebell Foundation for Cats takes them in.
Absolutely. The cats, a lot of the cats that come from a passing, person passing situation, we get through usually a trust, you know, okay, or will, or right, maybe another sort of agreement.
Right.
Also people that perhaps have to go to assisted living or hospice, and they might not have a family member or friend that can take care of their beloved,
right,
you know, kitty cat, which we all, you know, as animal people, they're our children.
Right.
And that places a lot of a stressful burden on that person who's already facing, you know, horrible circumstance. So giving that person, knowing they're going to be passing soon or whatnot, whatever right, life-altering circumstance they're going to be facing, giving them peace of mind that they know their cat or cats, sometimes we get pairs, is going to live in a forever home in Laguna Canyon in an old vintage cottage,
right,
and have friends to play with for whatever, 5, 10 years.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, I mean, that just, they're like, okay, good. My kitty's taken care of. Don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Or worry about it going to a shelter. And then that leads me to say, we do take cats from shelters.
Right.
The Community Cat Fund supports that. And mainly they're senior cats because, as we know, a lot of folks don't want the 5, 10, 15-year-old cat.
Which is tragic.
Or because, dog, you
because
know.
They're, right, because they are the best of the pets.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, the older pets are simply the best. They're already kind of housebroken.
Absolutely.
You know, first of all. And they do have, they seem so gratified to be in the new home as opposed to a shelter. You really do yeah. feel it from them.
Oh yeah.
These
I
animals.
Mean, the kittens get snatched up in a heartbeat.
Right.
But yeah, I adopted a senior cat years ago named Bella, and she was 8 years old. She'd been returned to a shelter 3 times. I knew I wanted a kitten at the time. No,
right.
I took Bella. She was 8.
Oh.
She was very guarded because she'd been through some stress. And
right.
within a few months, she came out of her shell and became the most wonderful cat.
Oh.
Fell in love with her.
Absolutely.
So, just
cool.
an example.
Right.
Now, yeah, so that's what Bluebell does. You know, we take care of these kitties and give them a great home. And
I was going to ask you almost the same question, but are there currently 1 or 2 cats there that you feel a special bond to?
Rusty.
Oh.
And yeah, he's this beautiful ginger kitty cat. And there's one I met, I was at Bluebell over the weekend, and I met a cat named Skipper.
Okay.
I posted him on Instagram. He's just, I don't know. We have a thing for each other. He
okay.
followed me around. He couldn't take his eyes off me.
Is that the one you're sitting with in your Instagram?
No,
photo?
That's Rusty. That
okay.
was taken a several months back, but
okay.
yeah, if you go on the Instagram, it's a more recent post, but he was just precious.
Okay.
Absolutely
and
darling.
Are they both available for adoption or either of them
we
available?
We don't adopt cats out.
Okay. Oh.
You know, it's their forever home.
There you go.
On rare occasions, we might, if that's a provision in an agreement or a will,
okay.
you know, if somebody says, you know, take care of my cat, but if you could find it a home, maybe a younger cat.
Okay.
You know, if a cat's maybe 10 or 15 years old, that maybe makes more sense.
Right.
For it to live at Bluebell, but maybe the cat's only 3 years old. They might thrive better
right.
in a home, you know, somebody's
right.
home with a family. I'm not to say we don't take younger cats and you know,
right.
they live with us forever,
like that, right.
but we tend to specialize in senior cats.
Okay. And I just thought of something that I had never really thought about before is the comparison with dogs and cats. If you take a 10-year-old dog, for instance, and move it from one home to another, yes, there's that transitional period
right.
of it just being emotionally a wreck. Are cats, is that period much longer and they don't do well as older pets if you...
It depends on the cat. They're very individual, right? Like people, like dogs perhaps, but some of them thrive right away and some don't. Okay. Some don't. As a matter of fact, when I was at Bluebell on Sunday, there was a cat named Angie, a beautiful sort of almost like a Maine Coon sort of looking cat, big fluff. Anyway, she's been at Bluebell for several years and she was very guarded. She was up on a high cat tree, would not let anybody touch her. She hissed. She just was traumatized. Right. That doesn't mean they're mean kitties. It means they're sad. They're depressed.
Right.
I got to pet her on Sunday. I told Joyce, the caretaker, I said, I cannot believe I'm petting Angie.
It's like an event.
But it took a few years. Right. And we've had several other ones that are just so traumatized by the loss of their pet parent, if you want to call it that, that they become guarded. And other cats, they're fine. They adapt. But there is still an acclimation. And what Bluebell does is we have what we call the main house, which is the old cottage that's been there since the 40s, kind of up back off the road. Then we have another home. The first home is where the new cats come in. Okay. We acclimate them there. It's smaller. They have their own little kitty condos that they live in not introduced to a big community right away because that can be stressful.
Right.
So they live in their own little kitty condos. And when we feel like they're ready to acclimate, open the door and see how they do within the community.
Right.
And if they start, when they start thriving, which they usually all do, then we transfer them up to the larger house, the main house.
Okay.
And some never go up there. We just feel like, you know, they're doing really good in this place. They still have views of the canyon. They have an outdoor patio that's enclosed. They can hang out. It's just not as big.
Right.
So hopefully that answers the question.
The key is for them. The key is for them to be happy.
Happy.
Right. And that's what you do. Tell me about the naming opportunities. When I look online, I see that there are naming opportunities. What exactly does that entail? What would I have to do? How does the community get involved in naming opportunities?
That is something that I'm not completely familiar with, honestly. Okay. But, if you want to donate, then you would, I don't want to even comment on that
because
I'm not really familiar.
Right.
Susan Hamill's more familiar with that. And then another volunteer named Jeff Zakarian, has to do with volunteer, donating money and then you get recognition.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
This gives us the opportunity to have you back on.
Absolutely. I'll educate myself on that and we can talk about naming.
Now, I read the story of Boots.
Thank you. I wrote that.
Oh, beautiful. Tell the listeners about Boots, please.
Boots, a lot of these cats come from homes that, where they've lost their parent. And he was one that just thrived.
Right.
He's just a really fun kitty cat. He's named Boots because he's got little white paws. But he's just really social and fun. And one of the cats that pretty much right away didn't have to go through a huge acclimation.
Right.
Adjustment period.
And that's always great. That's so good. It's so good when they don't have to, when they adapt right away. Right. Happy.
Yeah. And the ones that are traumatized, we have volunteers that work with them. Right. And it can take years, but we do have very dedicated volunteers that are there once or twice a week and maybe would just really spend their 1 or 2 hours working with that cat.
Right.
Giving them love, making them feel comfortable, helping them come out of their guardedness.
Right. You brought some amazing statistics with you, some stuff that makes us happy.
Interesting stuff.
Tell me some stuff.
So speaking of the Community Cat Fund, which the Cats Meow raises money for, I have a listing, and I'm going to name the names.
She's naming names
so
here.
So right now, our current residents from Laguna Beach Animal Shelter, Suki, Joey, and Mary Jane.
Okay.
Past residents that we've had who've passed on to Kitty Heaven from Laguna Beach Animal Shelter, Far Far, Tiger Lily, Winky, Sugar Plum, and Max.
Oh.
And I remember most of these kitties and seeing their names again. It's like, aw, Tiger Lily. I remember Tiger. Yeah. And then we have a kitty cat named Tiffany. She's from the Irvine Animal Shelter. And then other kitties who've benefited from the Community Cat Fund. Baby Bo, Mickey, Stripey, Lily, Penny, Tabitha, Pagoda, Screamer, and Buttercup. Screamer and Buttercup came from Canyon Animal Hospital. I'm not sure the circumstance, but, and these other cats probably came from people who just hardship cases. I don't know their background, honestly,
right.
Anyway, I thought that is just the names.
Yeah, you know what? And in saying the names, I'm sure people around town went, I remember it.
Yeah, a lot of people are familiar with Bluebell, maybe have donated and have visited and will remember, or volunteers if anybody's listening from Bluebell.
Now, if we don't go to the Cat's Meow, how do we donate to Bluebell? How do we get in touch with you?
Good question. Thank you for asking. Our website, you can always donate. We have a PayPal set up on our website.
It's so easy.
Bluebellcats.org. Or you can send a check, and the address is, it's in Laguna Beach here, but the address is on the website. It's very informational.
Right. You do have a very clear and well-done website, by the way. It's easy to navigate. It really is.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And well-written stories, by the way. Tell us again about the Cat's Meow.
The Cat's Meow is coming up March 22nd from 11 to 2 at 777 in Laguna Beach here. Champagne brunch. And we're also partnering with Catmosphere, and that they recently had a writing contest and an art contest.
Okay.
So the first place winners of the writing contest, which there are three, they will be reading their short stories. And then the artists who won will be displaying their work.
Fantastic.
At the Cat's Meow.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, we'll make sure we get there.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're not going anywhere until you help me with InfoWars.
Okay, can I say one more thing?
You can say
about
anything.
Bluebell?
You got all day
Wait,
long.
Wait, two more things. Right. I just thought this was interesting.
All day long.
For folks to get a better understanding of what it costs to run a
Please.
Cat sanctuary.
Yes.
Yeah. So get this. So the annual bill for cat food is $50,000.
$50,000. That's 50.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Because we usually have, at any given time, anywhere from 40 to 50 to 55 cats.
Okay.
And they're hungry, right?
Right. Right.
They like to eat.
Right. And you have to feed them.
Gotta feed them, you know.
How do you think Screamer got that name?
Exactly. Feed me. And, you know, some cats need special food, diet related, whatever, or they just are fussy and they want the high-end stuff, you know?
I should mention that you also take full care of medical costs, everything. There's just, it's nothing
absolutely.
You don't need. It's 100%. We're taking care of this cat forever.
Forever. Right. And a lot of them, they're seniors, so they come with issues or they develop them.
Right.
Met another kitty named Buffy over the weekend, and my heart breaks for her. She has some kind of, I don't know the technical term, it's a form of cancer that now it's developed, and she's got a huge tumor on her back. And it's just, so we take care of that. You know, labs alone are expensive, as you know, and then any procedure, just going to the vet for checkups, it's very expensive. But one last little tidbit, cat litter.
Yeah.
Cats need cat litter.
Oh, yeah.
We go through 15 tons of cat litter a year, and the cost for that is $5,000. Yeah. So just food for thought.
They're spending some money here.
Yeah, yeah.
So if in fact somebody's got cat litter itself, can they drop cat litter off?
Okay. As long as it's not opened.
Right.
You know, just brand new bag.
Same thing with food.
And it's, and we don't take the clumping kind. It's just not healthy for a big community of cats. Just the basic clay, you know, the kind that we scoop and clean twice a day.
Right, because the clumping kind holds bacteria in it, and the cats get these. Right,
and their cat litter boxes are changed, you know, morning, night. Our wonderful staff, our janitorial staff. So.
I love the work you do. That's the Bluebell Foundation for Cats. Pamela Knutson in studio with us. The Cat's Meow. Tell me the date again.
The date is March 22nd. Sunday, March 22nd from 11 to 2, coming up.
All right, and look for
them. Get your tickets now.
That's right, and if you don't, go look for them online and donate that way, or just drop some stuff off. Okay, so I promised that you would help with the intro wars.
Yay, okay, I love intro wars.
Thank you so much. Okay, put those headphones on, and we're going to go ahead. And I've gotten a couple of, you can turn your volume up if you need to. It's a little dial down there on your left side by where the wire comes out. There you go. So I'd gotten some callers that called in and said, hey, you know, you don't do any R&B for intro wars. And I will eventually get to R&B intros because there are millions of those. I plan to be here for a long time. You know, I really do.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So this is I'm just going to give you one R&B intro to just listen to and know that they're great. And turn it down. See? Mm-hmm. That's the great Ray Charles and What I Say. Now, see, when we get into the R&B, we've got a vast selection of songs to go through. You like that?
Loved it.
All right.
I couldn't stop moving.
I noticed, and I'm happy. That makes me glad. That makes me happy. But we're doing rock today, so is this the best intro of the day? That's Van Halen on Fire, okay? So I told you they'd be hot today. We've got a couple of hot ones coming up. Is On Fire better than this? That's Deep Purple, Highway Star. Okay, you tell me. Go ahead, Pamela.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah. They're always so tough. I have to go with Deep Purple.
Okay.
But I love Van Halen, too.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh.
So, I get yelled at a lot because I make them a little on the tough side. But yeah. So you've got to decide. You got to tell me at 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. I'll randomly select one of the texts on InfoWars to score a pair of tickets to see the Venice Beach Dub Club album release show on March 20th. That's with our very own DJ Keith. Pamela, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, including me in Intro Wars.
Anytime.